Call the meeting to order and stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Aye. Amendments to the agenda?
No, sir. No, sir.
Hearing none. Approval of the minutes for May 20th and May 26th.
I will make a motion to approve the minutes for the meetings which took place on May 20th and May 26th of 2023.
I'll second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Approve? Department head reports.
No, sir. So in the last 2 weeks, we had just one arrest. And that was for, actually two arrests, sorry, I was wrong. One for burglary and one for first-degree aggravated domestic assault. Motor vehicle, we did 100 common free traffic violations, 18 written warnings, three parking violations, two car crashes. We issued one overweight permit. We did 9 civilian fingerprinting. Provided you a highlighted activity that we did in the last 2 weeks. Under the notes, to start Bentham full time, we kind of the Bentham ATD club meeting, 103 PD rules on the regulations as they were having some issues with some of the roads that they were traveling on. So one of the officers was actually a member of the club and chose on his own time to go to that to have a conversation. Officer Duell, beginning with 11th year of the department, started as a animal control officer in 2015. So we're at 259 calls for service in the last 2 weeks. Total calls were at 2979. That doesn't include traffic. A couple of other things I want to hit on is like they see a lot of comments on the parking lot. People are unhappy with the design. So I guess from the police department standpoint, yes, sometimes just a little too crowded, a little too tight. We'll give you that. But the positive side that we see of the rethink of the reorganization of the parking lot, in my career, we used to spend multiple hours parking lot because you'd have 10 cars, people hanging out. It was easy to park, and the cars would park free, and they'd be all over. We don't see that anymore. So the change in the parking lot has changed the dynamics of we're not going there, and we're not dealing. So I guess that's, I'm going to put the positive spin on the parking lot and all agree it's a little tight as chaos. So that really has lowered our workload on as far as having to being that area. A lot of us, the problems, you know, kids hanging out, playing music at night, just unfortunately not a place to hang out there anymore, but it has reduced our call volume. The final thing I had is earlier this week, I think yesterday, the Supreme Court had ruled in the town's favor. I did put the judgment for Mr. Belch's lawsuit against the town. So we'll see. I mean, there might be one last appeal. This was a 3-justice review out of 5, and they got around that there was no arrest by the trial court's error. I did provide a copy of that if we through. I think that's all we have. I don't know if you have any questions or any concerns or anything you can think of.
Not on what you've reported as such. There was a question I wanted to ask that I think I've directed both you and Nate. I don't know if you are intending to stay for the duration of his department head report, and I could ask after.
Okay. Thank you, Mike.
Thanks, Chief.
Been grading, still roadside mowing, potholes. We've done some DI work, and on cemetery work, we had a few burials there. And of course, everybody knows we had pretty good water leak. It took us a few days to do, but that's under control. We got to finish that up. Caves, other than that, just keep moving forward. Never had it.
That is true. Yeah. Appreciate the response on the water leak.
Oh, not at all.
Yeah.
Oh, it turned out. It was turned out all right.
Where was the water?
River Street. Yeah. It was quick. Quick turnaround.
It wasn't too bad. Yeah, a couple of the guys that we used for listening, they weren't available, so we had to get an outside source and stuff like that. So a little bit longer process, but the results were still the same.
Yep.
I want to thank the first crew for getting the speed sign up on Washington or on 4th Street. If you've seen that by the school, when you come on, you'll see a new speed device.
Blinking red all the time, that
Yeah.
one.
So we're gonna have to go reprogram it again. It was programmed that we're on the double check. So what it'll do when the town set the speed zones for the school between say 8:30 and 9:30, it'll change to 25, and then it's supposed to flip back 30 when it's up. So right now I think it's stuck on the 25.
Yeah.
So that's just in a matter of getting back in to try to check the program. Sure.
And we have had replacement signs too, on Billy's and a few stop signs and street signs too, around Buffalo. Old and faded ones.
Excellent. You had a question. I've had a number of conversations over the last year or so, and I had another one just in the last week. So I thought I would take the opportunity while you're both here to ask you your thoughts on a sort of general sense on speed tables, I think is what they're referred to as. They're kind of like speed bumps, but they tend to be a little bit wider and flatter and used. I see them most frequently in urban areas around like crosswalks. As a way of slowing people down, that's a little less obtrusive and probably a lot easier to plow, I would imagine, than a speed bump is. Has there ever been any discussion in the past that anyone's aware of, the two specifically? If you have any thoughts on the pros and cons of that type of road design, what it does for speeding in an area like ours.
We have.
You're talking about things that mount right into the blacktop.
I don't know if they mount so much as they're made of asphalt, or at least when I've tended to see them, they seem to be made of asphalt a lot of the time.
You're talking the wider ones that are not quite as tall and they show a little bit.
Exactly.
Very black speed bump.
Yeah. So.
I've had no experience with them other than we did have some speed bumps for a while. They were on Cottage Street because we had a problem going back into the playground and the school was down there for a while. And we had on Phelps Street for a few years, and we've not had them in a while. And I mean, if we have a real problem road, it might be worth looking at something like
Where are you
that.
looking to put them?
I'm not looking at anywhere specifically. I've had a number of people in my neighborhood, and I think a lot of people in town can probably relate to people coming speeding down their residential street and wishing maybe there was more that could be done about it. And it feels like often the possibility of a speed bump going in gets floated. Speed bumps have, I think, a lot of drawbacks, and I'm sure plowing is one of the major concerns
Yeah,
where speed
they
bumps are
definitely
concerned.
would have to take them out. They do
Which
get
is,
more cyclists too. They're
yeah.
rough on bikes. It's just
By the idea of seat able, this more like kind of and more permanent, I suppose, implementation of something like a speed table might be a possibility to entertain for in the future when we're paving residential roads or we're thinking about how to combat speeders in town. So no specific proposal. I just kind of wanted to gauge both of your thoughts because I feel like you're the two that
You
most
said
direct.
crosswalks right in the middle of the road, but people ran over that crosswalk. So
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got
it's
all that
not
grand
stop.
money and they're incredible, but it seemed to be sporting to run them over. You know, especially on like the main street. You're going those crosswalks, you actually had divider metal that so it would enhance it, but they probably lasted for years before they were pretty much those. To get them on that money, it was like just $300 out the window. Flat. That's another option. I do like those that we worked to
Well, we tried those two last year. Yeah, they're
their.
not there anymore.
Thanks for your thoughts.
We are getting up on a green road too.
Oh, perfect.
The
There,
more vision is very important.
No,
Well, you guys are doing a good job there because I go that way on 22A to Boulder every day to work, and you guys are always out there on public work. You guys do a hell of a job.
we're doing this again.
Yeah, no, yeah, that's why you, I mean, thank you for what you're doing. You're doing a really good
Oh,
job.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Question. There are a few spots around town where we get pooling of water, and it isn't really an issue in the summertime, I guess as much as the winter time, where I see like a storm catch basin a few feet away, and then the puddle, which becomes an ice pond in the winter, right next to it. Is that something that in the future, when we redo those roads, we have to build up the road? Or is that something where we can drop a catch basin to make it so it drains?
With the state project coming through, we talked about, because the problem is they're doing a creek and then they pave over top of them. So the road will settle around the concrete and it creates this lip and then it just doesn't run in the storm. So we talked about the new state project, instead of doing concrete, just doing thicker asphalt around them. That way, just everything just goes together. Because the concrete stays
Makes
the last
sense.
time.
Yeah. I have a question or piggyback on that. I know in some towns, for that reason, the roads kind of towards the sidewalk, they taper down. You see the water running down to it, to a drain or a catch basin. Is that something we could think about doing in the future, maybe? And they make them out of concrete, obviously. It's like a V shape. It comes like this, and the road runs right to it. So it doesn't sit on the corner sidewalk. It just runs right down right to a catch
Yeah,
basin.
when we pave our roads, they're all crowned, they'll run a percentage and stuff like that. It's just after just years wear and tear, and people run the same path every day, they'll create, tracks, wear marks the road. And
Yeah, I was just curious. That's all.
oh, it's just nature of the beast,
Okay.
so to speak.
Like me. Town manager report.
Let's start with our budget. We're coming down. This is, we have one more pay warrant after today, and then our fiscal year 26 ends. Just updated where the board sits. Your general fund, the O&O budget is at 97.86. O2O is at 87, 87 and a quarter. O25, which is sewer, our O2O is water. O25 is sewer. Sewer is sitting at 96% spent. And highway is at 98% spent. We're gonna, despite having the budget shortfall and some of the unforeseen purchases, we're gonna land the plane pretty much at 100%. We might be over or under a little bit, but it's been a tough year, but we're gonna be okay. And this is without the $30,000 for highway labor. It worked out by just general sundry items. I have Keith, thank you for that contact with that gentleman. I'm moving forward with the software and the point of sale equipment for credit cards. Once the budget unfreezes July 1, we'll start making purchases and get that moving.
Perfect.
I did talk to our current card vendor, the one that takes payments online. We're gonna ask them. We're just gonna go right with the other guys, so that's the way everything's all. Food truck frenzy. It went really well. All of our food trucks made pretty good money. The other vendors, not as much, but it's delivered. I was going to say thank DPW for what they've been doing. They've prepped the park for food truck frenzy, and the place looked great. So thank you, Public Works, for that. It's that time of year for tax sales. We do have 18 properties that we intend to start the process on. I'm starting with one first, though, just to get the ball rolling, make sure we got the process well in hand, and then we'll start on the other 17. Just as a heads up, first week of July is when the board sets the tax rates. We got about 3 weeks, and that's coming up. That time is all dependent on the state. So the state's going to tell us what our school tax is going to be, and then we roll that into as we set our tax. I got an email from ARPA, or from the Treasury, Federal Treasury, and ARPA grants closed. We finally wrapped that completely up, so we no longer owe them any more reporting. We're working with Efficiency Vermont and temperature controls of Vermont to help automate our buildings to improve our energy use. Fuel is expensive, propane is expensive, and our electricity is expensive. So We're getting quotes to see what that looks like to automate the system so that way nobody's here, heat doesn't come on, and if people are in and out, the heat adjusts itself so that way we're not paying for rooms that don't need to be heated or cooled. Wayne, one of our firefighters, said he saved, can't remember how much money he said that he saved the hospital, but I want to say like $50,000 in the first quarter. Don't quote me on that number, but it was a very substantial save. Class one paving. I did talk to the state last week. They gave me a timeline, and then abruptly said they're 2 weeks behind. So they said the 17th to start milling, but they're 2 weeks behind. So I think that bumps into about July 1st for that. So it's up in the air right now. And that's all I have for you today.
Got one thing. Or in regard to the food truck frenzy, one thing I did notice, and no fault of anybody being the first one, but I think we should add a few more trash receptacles along the truck work. They seem to be a little shy. And also picnic tables. There was not too many places for people to sit down. That's the two things that I noticed. And I think we could do better there. That's it. I mean, other than that, it's great.
Any other questions for the town manager? Hearing none. Thank you. Old business, coin drop edits.
Yep, so at the last meeting, the board wanted to make a coin drop policy, which I included those in red in the packet. Included an exclusion of some holidays more they put by Labor Day. And then only coin drops only be held on Saturday. And then they added language saying organizations are allowed only one coin drop per year. And that was added to the policy.
So this draft in front of us, if everyone is good with it, I would entertain a motion to approve the updated or amended policy on coin drops.
I will make a motion to update the policy on coin drops for the town of Fairhaven. What is written?
I'll second that motion.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. We have a new policy on coin drops. Thank you. All right, new business, DPW used truck purchase.
So Nate here to talk about the purchase, but at the last meeting, we talked a little bit about it. The board did deposit $25,000 into the Public Works Reserve Fund, over $100,000 sitting in that fund. I think Nate's going to have $20,000 to purchase just a small truck to run around town. Right now, we have staff to use their own equipment to drive around the community. That's not ideal for our situation.
You also said that, but I was really, myself using my personal truck all the time. I don't know if you're listening to staff. And then over the part timers here, it's always very tight every summer. Then, you know, other departments will use their vehicles, so it gets tight on us. That's what I'm asking, so if we can, if I can get a lot of money to find a used pickup truck and help out the situation, they're all with the DPW.
Do you have one in mind at all? Have you found one or that you're interested in?
I found a few, but nothing like committed to yet, because obviously, you know, I don't know the answer, or, you know. I'm not commit to any truck or what's still available or anything, but I have to put, you know.
Are you looking for like a utility truck, or are you looking for like a small pickup
I did.
With a like a little electric dump hoist on it for
Right.
debris and stuff, or
No dump trucks or nothing like
no
that.
dump.
It'd be a utility truck or just a regular pickup truck. Something that we can all use, the car tires for lawnmowers, stuff like that. One guy does, well, the car tires right now, they're driving around their own vehicle, lawnmowers. Stuff like that. Obviously, everybody's seen me out with my own personal pickup. Still trying to get work done with limited trucks and stuff like that. Obviously, it's not reasonable to drive around tandem on this one.
Yeah.
You know.
The reason I ask that is in my line of thinking, a smaller truck, like a little small pickup with a dump on it or something like that, be really handy picking up trash, debris, alcohol, catch basin along the curb. One guy can stop, throw it on, versus having a loader. Loading everything in a loader and then loading it into a heavy truck. Because it's a lot easier to throw stuff in a wheelbarrow than it is to put it up on top of a tandem
Oh
by hand.
yeah. So, I mean, we do have our
Just,
pump trucks that we do use for that and stuff like that. This would be more of a like, well, for hauling people and just a vehicle for people to use for,
So a
job site.
quarter ton truck or half ton truck, more or less, just something to throw some guys in and get around town.
Well, a vehicle that we can, well, just use per se. I
Okay.
mean, be hauling stuff and tools and equipment.
All right.
Generator and air compressor.
We used to always have last one we had
Always, they always
in
use that.
2008. Then when it started to deteriorate, it got put out in the backyard and never ever got.
And then they had a van for 2 years.
That was well, that was a leftover from the water
And
department.
that went by the wayside. It's been, I've been saying this for a long time, they need another vehicle, possibly two, for just that reason.
I was thinking if they had even had a small three-quarter with a plow, they could get that parking lot done easier with a smaller truck getting out of there. So
This is
that's
true.
my thought, but
Yeah.
I'm not thinking of it so far.
Well, I mean, it needs full size pickup. I mean, obviously the air compressor and so on and so forth. I mean, tools. And, for example, is like the water cab that we're doing. It's hard to carry tools in a 550 dump truck.
Exactly.
My question is more directed towards Joe. Why did we get rid of the last truck so quickly before the new truck arrived?
That was the Dodge, I think.
That's right.
Yeah, that one was next. Yeah, that was next to be replaced. That truck started to have, and Nate, correct me if I'm wrong on this, but that truck started to have problems with the hydraulics. We did dump some money into it to get it back to where it was working, but it was iffy at best. And we didn't want to then use it, have those hydraulics completely fail, and then we're dumping 20,000 or even 10,000 more into it. So yeah, we felt it was time to put that on there.
Here's a question for you. I know fire department's looking to get rid of their one ton. Is that something? Hey, we have this truck. You guys want to use it from UPW? I don't know if that's feasible or not, but there's already spots to put tools and throw a plow on the front of that and kill two
Wasn't
birds with one stone.
there concern that it wouldn't even be operable in the next
I'm
year?
honestly, I don't know. That's why I'm bringing
Oh.
it up. I have no idea.
No, that truck's in good shape.
Okay.
They have trouble with people being able to drive a standard.
Oh, that's right.
And if obviously your guys could drive a standard, we kill two birds with one stone. They need a truck. They're unloading a truck. It's already got Fairhaven on the side of it. It's a tool truck. Throw a plow on it. There you go. You just kill two birds with one stone. Just an idea. I don't know. I just figured I'd throw it out.
Once the fire department pulls their equipment off there, I intend on moving that over to Public Works. It's
Perfect.
a perfect truck for Public Works. The fire department might have different ideas, but
Okay,
it's
no,
a
that's
town vehicle, so it's just like we did with the water plant. We took when they finished using their van, we used that used vehicle.
well, I'm also not opposed of Nate going out and finding one that they could
Yeah,
even
I'm not either.
possibly use. So don't get me wrong,
No.
I don't want you not to, but if we're gonna use this one, great. If we need another one,
My thoughts are when
better.
My thoughts are we need two. We need one, a utility body, tools for water digs and all that kind of thing, mm-hmm. where they aren't chasing so much. Because it does take a little longer to chase back and forth to get parts. And also, if and when the fire department gets their truck squared away, we have that to go around with for maintenance, like I spoke about, yep. taking debris and garbage and that type of thing. It looks like you want you're looking for 20,000.
So we had this discussion last meeting and deposited 23,000 into their account mm-hmm. for this purpose. So if people are agreeable, if the board's agreeable to Nate going out and purchasing a vehicle, I would entertain a motion to approve the use of not more than that 23,000 for Public Works to go out and purchase a used pickup truck for DPW.
I'll make a motion to approve should I make it for Nate or just for Public Works in general? Make a motion for Public Works to purchase a vehicle not to exceed $23,000.
Do I have a second?
I'll second the motion.
Discussion.
The only thing I have is can we accomplish that for that kind of money? Do you think we should be a little more now? I mean, we're not.
I think we can. I mean,
you know.
I mean,
you were more looking at a pickup that you could use for cemetery crew, for park crew, for
even if we did do a utility truck, it sounds like we're doing water jobs every day. So, like, the part time guys, you know. Take that truck we're using the pump truck.
Yeah, we're going to have to do one time. Utility body, water trucks on it. We're not going to do it for the house.
Oh, no. I mean,
so we're already up in the price right off to 40,000 for using.
Well,
you're not going to, not in today's market.
And another food for thought is down the road, you know, a lot of the towns and villages have trailers set up for that kind of thing now. To pull a trailer out to the job site and everything in it that they need to do that project.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with that.
So that's just something to think about.
Yeah. Okay. No, I mean, I agree with that. I mean, for the time, I mean, like a truck, it would help a lot.
I agree with it. I agree with the truck. I just want to make sure
you get what you need. These guys are running every day. That we shouldn't be running personal vehicles.
I hear
asking them to run their personal vehicle to do our work.
Here's a question for you. Are you able to find a couple trucks within just, I don't know, 7-8 grand a piece, 9 grand a piece to be able to take care of that needs of you guys using your personal trucks to get around the town, things like that. Cool. Like maybe go up to Liberty Auto, see what he might have, and vice versa. So I'm a guy that wants to stay local when you purchase something, you know.
Oh, I mean, I get the local thing, but buying a truck for $89,000 is not
just for being straight out.
It's also got to be somewhat dependable.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not looking to buy something that next week, I'm asking Joe for money to put into it. I mean, that wouldn't look good on my behalf.
As long as you think we can get something really good for 23 grand, I'm good with it.
Yeah. We'll see what happens. So we have a motion. We have a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you. Liquor licenses. Do we have any? We do.
I will make a motion to approve an outside consumption permit for Fall Mountain Wine LLC.
Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
I don't know what it's for. I don't know. I'm
but
you just say aye and I don't have to.
It's an outside consumption permit for Fall Mountain Wine LLC. That's
the vineyard on Scotch Hill.
Right? Oh, okay. Fine.
And this allows them to serve alcohol to an outdoor area. That's what it does.
Laramie?
Yes.
Laramie.
Yeah. So I have the ayes. Motion carried. Appointment of a health officer.
Yep. So, you know, the state sent a letter to the clerk reminding us that it's time to appoint our health officer. John Lewis is the current health officer. I did speak with him today. He said he'd be happy to kind of take a step back and help train the next health officer as needed. But Mr. Pennington, who is a part-time officer here at Fairhaven, was interested in the position. He's here to talk. If the board's interested to hear from him, maybe why he wants it, take his case to be appointed.
Good evening. As Joe said, I'm Dan Pennington. I currently work for you guys as a part-time police officer here in town. My full-time employment, I work at the Police Academy of Pittsburgh. I did 9 years with the Rutland County Sheriff's Department. And while I was with them, a big portion of that was working with towns on all sorts of ordinance enforcement. So I spoke with Joe the other day. It sounds like they do a lot of dog bites. That when I was with the Sheriff's Department, we dealt with that all the time. We worked in concert with the town manager's office, with this health office. But we did a lot of boots on the ground investigation of back circumstances, licenses, readings, vaccinations, all that. I'm currently working with Chief right now too. I'm taking over some of the ordinance enforcement that you guys are putting out for your junk motor vehicles, other junk ordinance things as well. So the two things kind of work in concert. So with my part-time ability, I can kind of flex my hours if you guys have stuff come in, task whatever you need to me, and I'm able to kind of get out and about, help take care of some of the stuff. I live here in town. My wife and I have been residents down on River Street now for about 5 years. So, you know, we're local to the area. We love the Fairhaven area, and we're happy to live here in town. So seeing that we're working as a town to help clean up, keep clean, make the town look good, are definitely things that I'd love to help with. And if you guys see fit to appoint me to this, I'd love to work with you guys on helping make the town look good, be good. We'll have a nice area that we can all live in and enjoy.
Any questions?
I have one question. Where the line between your duties as an officer for the town of Fairhaven and as health officer for the town of Fairhaven would lie. So if you were called to investigate a dog bite, for example, ordinarily, if it were our current health officer, John Lulek, he, you know, would do that and be compensated in the way that the health officer traditionally is. I assume if you were following up on a similar call, that would happen outside of your work hours as a police officer. What do we anticipate that looking?
I think we could make that work however would best suit the town. That we're not double dipping and billing through them and through the health office. Some of these calls might be in tandem, or I could use both authorities at the same time. And I think if that comes up, we can just kind of figure out what the best way to handle that is. I'm making sure that we're not double dipping or double charging or anything that would be getting weird or awkward like that.
So the health officer is a stipend, an annual stipend. It's not an hourly rate. So whether Mr. Pennington does one call or 1,000 calls, he gets that same amount of money. So I think it's not a matter of double dipping because you're getting paid that one anyway. That one stipend. Mm-hmm.
So what he's going to have a normal health officer duties, and then it was getting where I was getting carried on the ordinances. So like I said, I thought you had to reach out to a part-time person. He's like, I'm very interested in doing ordinances, and he had any prior experience. So as far as the junk complaints and that kind of stuff,
yeah.
Separate from any health. And I think, I mean, if he gives you a monthly report about what he's doing versus what's the ordinance. But I think the two do kind of work hand in hand. To have one person, John, with, you know, 25 years of experience to try to help them support that role. I think it's beneficial for the town. Like you said, he does live here. And when we did explain to him, it's not like we're not on you every minute or something. So if he can come in, get out of work in a few hours, you know, to address something on
evenings or during the day or whatever his schedule worked out would really, I think, beneficial to the town.
So with that, would Mr. Lulek see that as his assistant or just help him out, or are you looking for an assistant that is that when you're not available can step up and help? How's this gonna work?
I think that'll be up to us as a board.
John said he would like to be appointed as the assistant, but yeah, it's the board's decision to appoint him.
And that is a currently vacant position that we have budgeted for as an assistant health officer. The previous assistant health officer left.
Yep.
That is unfilled.
Food for thought, but I might help you do that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think with John's taking a step back, I mean, I could see somewhere down the road where you decide that I don't put anything on it. But I think it's kind of a good transition.
Yeah. You
know, yeah. I'd like to make a motion. Ready for it?
I am
like
ready.
I'd like to make a motion to appoint Dan as our code enforcement officer.
No, health officer.
Health officer, I mean. And with John's help, and John can be his assistant for a while until John wants to step back completely. And at that point, will somebody interested?
So to clarify, the motion is for Mr. Pennington to be our health officer and Mr. Lulek to be our assistant health officer. Correct. Do I hear a second?
I will second that motion.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Welcome aboard. Might I have a moment? One additional question, and also the chief advice here. Where the current enforcement of dog registrations is concerned. I know it's a matter of great importance to the town clerk. I work closely as her assistant town clerk. And I've been meaning to ask to what extent the police department intervenes to help encourage dog registrations once they become late. We're 2 months past the existing deadline.
Of we have all interested in going out. Over the years, didn't have an ACO, which we haven't had one. I just have uniformed police officers, part-time members that go out, knock on doors. We're very successful. The one year that he did that. So what I really need is an animal control officer. That would be best. And it's hard for us to go up 2,000 calls to go out, knock on doors, and talk to officers. So ultimately, if you know somebody that's interested, obviously they would have to go through criminal background because they allow them to access our system. They think it's better tracking, especially if they're going to write tickets, that kind of stuff. So we are on the hunt for somebody. We just haven't had it booked.
Okay. And knowing that over the last month or so, we've been talking about the sort of expanded role for ordinance enforcement, I didn't know if there was perhaps any overlap there, and also with the health officer appointment to maybe also take an active role in enforcing the dog registrations as well, given that that poses a potential health and safety risk as well when we have dogs that are unregistered well-being of the community.
I don't know if I want to task him with any support.
Yeah,
that's good for us at the moment. But my goal is to try to get a part-time officer to go out. That's the time to get that. We do have a little bit of that finite fun to do that. It's just hard to get somebody to come in and do that.
Sure.
Like this, and ultimately, really need somebody that likes dogs. And there really isn't even often we have a dog. Following up on registrations or dog bites or just a loose dog, like, hey, your dog's not registered. Do you have 2 weeks to follow up on it? On the go. And it's a pretty decent job. Normally we take a picture of the dog, put it on social media, and get the dog. No, there isn't a lot of work there as far as the dogs. We try to handle that during the day. It's just we really need somebody dedicated to being able to make sure that to go out, be involved, interested in knocking on doors and say hi, I'm Officer Doe, found, and I'm just following up your dog. I registered a couple of weeks and I'll follow. So
those include snakes, does it?
That'll look cool.
No, I know we did a posture hotel at one time that he decided to go to the class relocation of the rattlesnakes, but I'm not in the rattlesnakes.
Snakes.
We got new cats, really. So primarily dogs, all animal control. Cut them in the past, the animal group the process on how to look for this. Probably not that, primarily dogs. Most of it is around loose dogs and licensing.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, we're on the lookout for a golden or dog animal control officer.
Yes, yeah, so there's a little bit of time there. So with a couple hours, I guess stipend, we can figure out what we're going to pay them. If we don't do it like the health officer, it's not like a month of stipend. I guess you could do that if you chose to. Normally, it's just an hour. You could take the money and divide it out at every, you know, if you get 30 calls, you're getting the same amount of money, or if you get one. That would be the health board one set up. We've been doing hour. So I don't know what's more appealing to a camp, what they're interested in.
All right. Thank you, Jim. Moving forward, water and sewer budget review.
At the last meeting, the board met with Mike. Got his budget. When we got down, when the board got down to the reserve fund, there was a discussion about removing $20,000 of that, unless I could find $20,000 in the budget cut. I did find $20,000 in the budget cut. Those numbers are highlighted in red on your budget sheet.
What's that leave us for moves?
Increase is still 16.92%. A lot of that, though, you're looking at. A lot of that you're looking at is salaries. A lot of that is salaries. Salaries and cost that accompany that.
So why it's still $16? Okay.
We're down from 24. So that's a positive, although we're still much higher than where I would want it.
So I was going to say, I know that reserve fund at 40,000 may provide a little bit of heartburn, but we've been putting a lot of money into our water and sewer infrastructure, even just over the last 3 weeks. And all of that money is coming out of the reserve funds. If we have the same level of repairs needed this time next year, you will not have the funds to make the repairs, which means you'll have to borrow money at whatever the interest rate is at 6%.
That's a fair point. Yep.
So you're saying this is the best that we think we can go with it, is what you're
at. So Mike provided some numbers, and those were his, what he thought he would need for next year. The board cut a little bit. I went back through and kind of extrapolated based on current use, what's in the current budget, versus averages of over the last 3 years. I think this budget is going to be fine. Currently, is the water budget sitting at not 89%, so there's a little bit left in there, right? So I think this budget will be okay. I didn't cut anything to the bone.
Can you tell me about the cut to HRA and fees?
So that one gave me a little bit of heartburn. So the HRA fees, that's, all employees get $7,000 on an HRA card. Doesn't mean they're going to use all $7,000. Yeah. Right now, they're going to get $1,100.
So it's conceivable that we exceed that $4,000 number in a year this year.
Yeah.
But,
it's hard. HRA is hard because you don't know if somebody, break an arm, as an example, and they will use that card. But historically, the averages bring out that we won't.
Well, unfortunately, everything's going up. I I don't see any way around it, to be honest with you. Reserves are very important. Very important. So I'm good with it.
You know, it's a big jump is in that debt service. To point that out, that's unavoidable for us.
So that was what your biggest push was with the 1% boost and help with the reserves for infrastructure.
We haven't actualized those revenues yet. It's a
yeah. We've got another year before.
We yeah. Get,
oh, you know, before that.
Yeah, I see. We're going to fix something. The water and sewer bill. On top of.
Yeah, that's.
That's going to be pretty, because we were still at 20%+ with the sewer side, and not touched it to speed up. It's close to 24%. And when we're talking 16.9 here, awful big haul.
It is. When do we start bringing in revenue on the 1%?
So the 1% starts in July. So you pay July, August, September. You got a grace period in October. We should see a check sometime in November.
When do we see numbers?
Sometimes November, yeah.
Maybe November before we have any idea of numbers. No, actually.
So,
Matthias, so the 1% is not the golden bullet. And to believe that all this money is going to fall from the state and you're going to, the town is going to cut the reserve funds, that would be so detrimental to your infrastructure. This is that 1%, as I recall, it was intended to make progress on infrastructure,
yes.
Not backfill operating budget.
That's exactly right.
And so to say, well, let's cut reserve funds now. 1% is coming in. That's not what we promised the taxpayer.
That's a valuable reminder.
Yes.
So, do we have any idea of the actual increase in costs? So, the cost of the chemicals, do we have any idea what that increase is? You know, I'm just thinking if the increase in the chemicals and their supplies and stuff has gone up 20% and we're only going up 16%, I don't see, I just don't see where we have much of a choice.
I don't have the percent increase in front of me, Rosanna. I can tell you that at the sewer plant, Rutland just sent us a note saying that we're going to see a very large jump in what it's going to cost us to get rid of our solids. So we end up at the end of the day at the sewer plant, there's the solid bits that yeah. are left, and we got to take them to Rutland.
Can't wait. And
did they give us the percentage, like
they did, and I don't. Again, I don't have that sitting in front of me, but it was quite a jump.
But that's just operational funds. So, like the reserves are important because of the project on Fourth Street is unexpected. The town funds that you fill, that's where the reserves come in.
Absolutely,
on something like that.
I'm a huge proponent of reserve counts.
Yeah, and right now. The only thing in our control with this budget, in my opinion, is whether or not we put money and how much into reserves. Everything else looks really,
it's basically
really bare and follows the trend line for the past few years. Now, looking at what unanticipated projects we had come up with, waterline breaks, we're going to have to use reserves. Next year is my, I guess, I don't want to operate in the what ifs, but I think every year we've had some sort of waterline issue where we've had to expend money that we didn't budget. We have to put money in reserves. Question is how much? I don't see any other areas that we can do anything in this budget with.
And it seems like the water lines are getting more, water leaks are getting more of them than we used to have.
Yep.
Infrastructure is getting older. Sewer infrastructure is getting older. So it's going to come about more and more. So can't really cut very much in it, you know, because of that.
We have, I just started tracking, but we had 13 boil water notices last year. So that's 13, more than one a month.
13,
that's, we had to dig in and get those water mains 13 times last year.
What's the reserve account at right now?
40,000 on this. There's, I'll have to get it for you.
Okay.
If I said about 100,000, that would be, that'd get you close.
So if we're at a standstill, this is what we need.
Well,
if you endorse that budget as it's written right there, then yeah.
Nothing more we could really, I mean, I think they need it.
Well, we were talking 40,000 in the reserves is what we wanted to go.
Mm-hmm.
That was what we wanted. And to get that, we had to cut 20,000 out of the rest of the budget. I'm kind of sticking my neck out here, but what if instead of 40, we put in 30? What's the difference this year? Hoping next year our option tax and stuff kind of help us out a little bit. I mean, I don't know if that's the right way to go.
It's infrastructure. That's what the 1% is for.
True, but I'm not sure if that's the way to go.
No, but
I told you I'm sticking my neck out.
No, it's the lesser of the two evils out there.
Again, the 1% is to catch up on what?
That's correct.
You got to be realistic at what the people can afford when we send the bills out, too.
I don't disagree with. Are we going to start borrowing?
Everybody throwing money around.
I don't disagree, but are we going to start? It's only going to take them on that water line, and your reserves are going to be depleted entirely. So you can put a little bit away, or you can borrow it at whatever the interest rate is. But that's what we'll have to do.
Well, sir, most recent, 2%.
And that, I mean, that's a truck one. That's, we got to get it from the bank at whatever, 6 and 4.
One thing I wanted to, got a bill last year. A lot of people are going out and saying that vote it down till we get the option tax. So the option tax kind of spoken for from Scotch Hill, the first big crop there, too. Just a reminder. So, I mean, that's why I might have thought Scotch Hill, just throwing that up too.
Everything's going up. Everything's going up. So I guess I'm going to say I'm going to abandon my idea that I just stuck my neck out on, and I'm sticking with 40,000 in our reserves. Go from there. I know it's not the best thing. I just don't. Does anybody have any other ideas?
I think when we had the discussion with Mike last meeting, I think there was room to cut from the budget. Joe has gone in and cut from the budget. It is still very high. However, I do want reserves because the reality is our water system needs, we're playing catch up, and essentially whack-a-mole with some of the repairs that were needed to do. 40,000, I think for me, 20 was too low, right? We asked Joe to go and make some cuts so that we could increase it. Seeing what 20,000 in cuts looks like, I'm still not comfortable for the taxpayers at 16, almost 17% there. I think regardless of what the percentage is, if we dropped reserves to 30 with the cuts that were found, I think that's the most fiscally responsible in the current, while also still appreciating the needs of the future. That's my thinking.
We're back to my idea.
So we're back to you. That's a good idea, Rich.
What Rich said.
Yeah.
When do we need the final answer about this?
Yeah.
Do now.
We're already a day behind.
Already a day behind.
The new budget's supposed to start July 1. If you make a decision this time, next meeting is the last meeting before the July 1st deadline. We can set the rates then. You can go over like a day or two, just and then set the rate after that. It's just, again, I'm a stickler for schedule. July 1st is the day we, or before July 1st, we're going to set the date.
So we have one more meeting.
No.
Is there anything else?
Yeah, sewer budget. I'm still with, it was a short crew that we got the three of us. I'm still learning this, so there was two of you going through that budget. Assembly. Chad was missing.
I don't think that was
so. I really think we should review the sewer. That was pretty high. When we come out of that meeting.
So if we do, you guys threw a lot of money back into it.
We go back up that one or this one. We go back on that one.
Make a statement.
No, I'll give it a
those 20. Right, am I correct?
I have
20. Over from the.
No, I don't have that one. I don't have that
and,
one.
And honestly, where else are you going to come and carry it?
You can't.
That's what I mean. So what kind of stuff with this one? And that, where it is as it is.
If we're determined to cut further, which it sounds like for some of us we are, might I suggest we meet in the middle on the reserve allocation and go to 35,000. So it feels like we're looking forward to the future.
30 was the middle.
For all that goes,
30 is flat funded. I don't know if I would say flat funded. It's the same as last
year. Did I say
year.
30 or did I say 35?
You said 35.
So that's what I'm saying.
I think we were originally, some of us were torn in 1 and 20 last meeting.
Last meeting. Are we still talking about 20? Because I didn't hear that number.
No. No, no.
Okay.
I
heard keep it at 40 and I heard cut it to 30. So I thought 35 would be the middle of those two options, which I had just heard.
Yeah. What is the percentage? Do you have the spreadsheet with you, Joe? Is that something you can edit in real time? Just curious what the percentage would look like.
Oh, if you cut this?
Yeah.
Let me see if I can grab it here.
So what happened to previous years? You're like $146 for zero?
Actually, I don't know what they were thinking.
What was that? That's why we looked.
They might have sold something.
I'm sorry. They don't have to be a record, does it?
I was looking at the budget from 24 where it was $146 that that put in. And you wonder why where we're at today.
Yeah, they...
when...
Oh, no, sewer. Your sewer budget is only at 15.71, so it's lower than water. And you want to see what it looks like if we cut 10,000 out of. If you give me an acceptable percentage, I can always get there.
10. I don't. I will.
14.85 at 30.
That's not much of a drop. That's the 2% drop.
Yeah. I think the reality is that the costs are just
up. Costs are up.
No. And a little bit of history. Last year, we did drop both budgets down 2 percentage points, which may, hindsight, maybe was not a good idea.
You thinking back on the sewer budget, there was an awful big jump in later talking about adding personnel, another full-time person or something. I just remember, I don't have it in front of me.
That was
a recommendation.
So Carrie and I did talk about that. We'd like to, on her suggestion, we'd like to take the insurance out of that budget and then just hire 2 part-timers. She'll have more flexibility and you won't have to pay insurance.
For part-timers, they don't get insurance, so okay.
Yeah, you guys are good with that. We'll pull that. That'll save you a little bit of money.
I'm okay with that. That's the case.
What would folks like to do?
I say stick with what we got at 40,000 in the reserves and fly with it. And we have to keep this infrastructure. It's the most important thing we do. That's what we're here for.
They could have something else and get that from. I'm not going to force care.
Well,
I can't afford it. I'm fixing them.
We can't keep on kicking it in circles. We have to insist on something. So somebody's not going to be happy.
So someone can make a motion and we can see if we have 3 votes.
Yeah.
So do I hear a motion?
I'll make a motion that we approve the budget as written with the exception of the line item for water reserve allocations, which I would suggest we change to 35,000.
So the motion is for...
So you're saying drop the reserve to 5,000, won't we? I'll second that. It's a step in the right direction.
Drop the reserve to how much?
35,000.
40. So with that change, the rest as written, do I have a second?
Second.
We've been discussing. All those in favor?
Aye.
That's 3 ayes. The ayes have it.
Did anybody oppose?
I will oppose.
It'll be 2 of us.
Who is opposing?
That's a lot. That's a lot. That's a lot. I get it.
We
I can't
can keep on kicking the chain down the road, though.
That's a lot.
Come
on.
What's that? Sorry. I pay everything else.
For the water line replacements that we need, right? The reality is if we're gonna do it in bulk, we're gonna have to bond that out. Right? So if we're talking about catching up on repairs, we've got 100,000 in reserve, 30 only dropping us 2 percentage points. It's tough. It is tough. But at least it was acknowledgement that we're putting something toward that future. 16%, or even a little less now with the $5,000 drop, is still a lot of money for an increase.
I just want to clarify. I don't know how you meant it, but he asked me if I pay sewer tax. No, I don't. I pay water tax, but I still pay my bills. I still pay my taxes. So with me voting, yay or nay shouldn't affect how I vote because I don't pay one bill and I pay another because I have my own stuff. So I don't know how.
No, I just I already have anywhere $500, $700 water.
Okay,
and I'm sorry this for that type of funding, but I can, whether it's just it's going to win.
Yeah,
I understand that, but we're all not gonna be happy with any decision any of us make. We're all going to agree and disagree.
I mean, both stuff.
And Dennis, I had people complain last year that they couldn't believe how much the water bill went up and it actually went down. Right.
Yeah, so, the difference.
Yeah, well, yeah.
All right. Moving forward. 2 minutes for public comment.
We have a few folks on Zoom. Were any of us something in public comment?
No, I got Keith Whitcomb from the newspapers at public comment, or I'm sorry, on online, but I don't know if he's doing comment. There were two people came on and dropped off.
Moving forward, parking lot. Anything in the parking lot folks would like to discuss there?
I would like to talk about the Parks and Rec ordinance and dovetail with our discussion of public consumption of alcohol ordinance. I'd like to start with the public consumption of alcohol, if that's okay. So that ordinance, I neglected to print the first two pages. They were sort of pro forma legal language, but the relevant portions are here. This ordinance was written in 1977, adopted on the 22nd of March of that year. And Article 2 of that ordinance, Prohibition, Section 1, states following, it shall be unlawful for any person to have in his possession any open container containing any quantity of spirituous liquor as defined herein, under or above any public place whatsoever. And B, that the alcohol in question, if found in someone's possession, will be determined to be theirs. There is then Article 3, exceptions. So in 1977, my understanding of this ordinance was that it was adopted to curtail public consumption in the park, that there were a lot of folks that liked to hang out in our town green and drink, and they adopted this ordinance to stop some of that. They saw fit to include the exceptions in Article 3 for permits. Anticipating, I think, events like very much like our food truck frenzy or concerts in the park, presumably, or other gatherings where we might want to sell alcohol. And so the exceptions are as written: upon first obtaining a written permit, which may be included within the regular permit granted for use of such property, any publicly recognized organization or organized group or family group may be exempted from Article 2, that being the prohibition of consumption of alcohol, for a time not to exceed 24 hours, except, and they said that no permits of this kind should be issued for school property. So they were really specific about that, permits must be obtained by the town manager and only upon written request. So we were talking at a previous meeting about adopting a particular form that we might have people submit to us as the select board to approve them to serve alcohol at designated events. That's kind of what this proposal in 1977, this ordinance that was adopted, was designed to do, exactly what we were just talking about. However, in 1979, a later select board made the following amendment to that ordinance, and that's in your packet here as well. And that amendment is as follows. At its regular stated meeting held September 25th, 1979, the Board of Selectmen voted to adopt a policy not to issue alcoholic beverage permits for any place except airport property. And then it's the way it's written is only on a townwide basis. I think we should consider that language to be just a bit vague and to a certain extent meaningless. So it's suffice to say, the exceptions that were given in the ordinance for special events were then taken away except for the airport. That was the one piece of town property that they said you could still apply for a permit to serve alcohol in an event there. There isn't a lot of discussion in the minutes, which I've also included from that meeting where the amendment was written, as to why they felt that was necessary. I've heard that maybe back at that time, the Legion might have held some kind of maybe like a crab boil or a clam bake or something at the airport. So maybe it was those interested parties saying, make sure that this doesn't stop our event at the airport. And I'm not really sure. The other packet that I've given you is our parks and recreation ordinance. Now, there's some language in here which is amended in 2021. This there's a long history with this particular ordinance. You'll see it was adopted in 1997 and then amended something like seven times after that, the most recent being October 19th. From the minutes at the meeting where this amendment was proposed, the most recent amendment, it was initiated because the town there received a request from the school to prevent people from using school property during the school day. I think we've talked about this a little bit in the past, and maybe some folks with a longer memory than me might know more of the specifics, but my understanding is that there were townspeople coming and using the tennis courts and the playgrounds and things during the school day, and that was some cause for concern by school staff. I'm not sure if that's quite accurate. Do you recall, Rich, from that time by any chance?
That MOU that we just looked past MOU for the town where the town and school, we asked that they do not lock the gate, and that we have the old folks have the right to go down there during the day and use the pickleball courts and walk and whatever.
Well, in the minutes, that request from the school was mentioned, but there was no discussion of alcohol consumption. However, in that most recent amendment, they added following language. So if you turn to page four, number four of that packet, and item 14, you'll see the air park, dog park shall be drug and alcohol free zones. Any and all illegal drugs, smoking, vaping, and the use of smokeless tobacco products are strictly prohibited. I think that's the only language pertaining to drugs and alcohol in that motion. There might be another one. 14. Okay, so 14 on page three as well. And this particular amendment, the way that it was signed and approved by the select board, has also caused me a little bit of confusion because there was some copy paste mistakes I think made. But any and all, sorry. There's a list of town property, the town park located at Main Street, South Park Place, etc., including Veterans Park, Bus Stop Park and Ride, Lithian Freniers Playground, etc., shall be drug and alcohol free zones. Any and all legal drugs, smoking, vaping, the use of smokeless tobacco products are strictly prohibited. So I find those statements to be complementary, but perhaps a little bit contradictory in a way. So the second, it says any and all illegal drugs, it specifically says illegal drugs shall be prohibited. Prior to that, it says they should be considered drug and alcohol free zones, right? So complementary statements, but perhaps a little bit contradictory or confusing. The question being, are you trying to prohibit the use of all drugs or just illegal drugs? Why include the word illegal? The word illegal is pointless if it's all drugs.
Short question. What are
Yes.
you trying to
What I'm trying to elucidate is that in these two ordinances, there are redundant, contradictory, and somewhat confusing language as far as how the town should be treating the consumption of alcohol in public spaces. We did not notice discussion of this topic for tonight. It's just in the parking lot. So I think it's something that we need to add to our agenda for the next meeting before we entertain any serious proposals. But what my proposal will be is to make a change to both ordinances so
Absolutely.
that they are it is clearer what we're asking. And to also reestablish the carve out that the 1977 ordinance makes for special permits. Because I personally believe that we as the select board and the town should have the ability, when reasonably noticed and reasonably requested, to allow for the consumption of alcohol in specially designated areas and when licensure is verified.
And you had to know that it's going to be patrol in an area with law enforcement. And Chief Humphreys, I think, has been behind this from this, you know, speaking a little bit in the past.
Just back to this, the 74 ordinance basically is no open container anywhere off the top.
The 79 amendment to the 77 ordinance.
I know.
Yeah, and I know. I'm sorry. I hate to be.
It's just an open container ordinance. And I don't think it was 100% the park. Just basically, and we still utilize that ordinance versus state law walking up through the open container. You can't do it.
Yeah. And the
park ordinance was adopted because we started putting money in the parks and we're going to create a separate ordinance for the playground, and all we started utilizing the dog park. So we just took the park ordinance, modified it to be parks and recs, include all those other areas to be treated the same.
Yeah.
As far as you guys are the governing board, you can supersede an ordinance and say, we're going to give out permits for that one time event on whatever Wednesdays, whatever you do. So you could do that without really going through the thing of changing the ordinance. If you were going to change it, so that way you could accommodate if you wanted to the next troop event or whatever event you wanted to have. Or you could change it and then you're going to wait 60 days to be adopted by adding, unless you have a specialized permit from the town or town to do an event. So you could do that. But I don't think we need to spend a lot of time dissecting a lot of it. It works. So I guess that's my thought process.
So
we would have to alter the original 77 and 79 amendment specifically.
I don't think you need to do that. If you have, if you add just that much of alcohol is prohibited in public with a special permit from
the town. I don't mean to. I don't actually. Should I make the proposal? Because I think there's an assumption being made that I'm trying to go into great detail and dissect this. I have a very modest proposal for what I think should be done, and it's very straightforward. We repeal the 79 amendment. Done. And we remove the language drug and alcohol free zone from the Parks and Rec ordinance. Those are the two proposals.
That was left there because we were trying to promote not smoking. And the illegal drug is because if I'm prescribed whatever drug and I take it while I'm sitting there watching the couch, if you don't have illegal substance on there, then that opens up interpretation of whatever I do. Is it prescribed?
No, I want to leave illegal. I just want to remove the sentence drug and alcohol free zone, because the way that some townspeople are interpreting that is that any permission of any kind for any alcohol in those areas is prohibited by the ordinance just because of the sentence drug and alcohol free zone. So I think if you remove those words exclusively and you leave the language that says illegal drugs and substances should not be consumed, and we could even add a line that says no smoking. Right, like if that's the if the concern is smoking, then
I think that you leave it and just add a paragraph B that says, with the exception of a specialized permit issued from the town for an event.
Or that, if that's preferable, and if you think that has more legal basis or would be easier to enforce,
just
I'm happy to do.
If you're adding one thing to solve a problem versus, I don't want to take it out.
I thought the removal of five words the most straightforward, but I'm happy to entertain alternatives. And also, we need to discuss it at a notice meeting.
We do have to discuss it at a notice meeting, but I think we're overanalyzing what needs to happen.
Yeah.
So the adoption, this last 79 amendment isn't an amendment, but it is a notice that the board voted to adopt a policy. So that policy not to hand out permits, right? They felt they did not want to override any ordinance. We can change policy without having to go through ordinance change, okay, which is a more simple process, much more simple process for us as a board. The permitting itself overrides or allows a variance to any ordinance that we decide to permit. So I think next meeting it's more or less policy discussion.
You're right.
Allowing permits to overturn for whatever time frame we decide any ordinance.
Right.
So let's put that to the next meeting for policy discussion. Any other? Could you have anything else on that?
Oh, no.
Okay. Any other parking lot pieces? All right, moving forward. Board route tip.
Start. I got a couple quick things, I believe. One would be for, I guess, Phil, kind of, sort of. 2 weekends ago, you had a, I believe, a part-time officer and a community service gentleman down to the Old Town Shed, yes, parking location. They did a fantastic job there, working all day long down there. And it's greatly appreciated. It looks a lot better from my visual point. So thank you. And then, Nate, I was bored this weekend, so I was hanging around watching what them guys were doing. For Nate did a fantastic job. Their crew did a fantastic job. For the dig to be what they went through this weekend was just, it's a slate dump with lines thrown in it and reburied in the slate dump. To find that, I mean, I was betting $100 it was down the road a quarter mile from where they were digging, but that's where they found it. So, it worked around the clock. We did some good work. So, we definitely owe them guys some kudos for what they've been doing to keep stuff going.
Thanks. Keith?
I have one thing. How do you go about getting a lot of time? And so I know my wife, she does like cotton candy and like, you know, those things like that. And she like likes to do it, raise money for different things. What would that take her to get a peddler's license? You do, I go see you.
Okay. She's not allowed to spend in the park.
Unless we change your policy. And...
unless it's a food truck friendly or something.
That's what I. More or less what?
Let's talk. Yeah, let's talk. We can make
it. Rich.
Well, I just want to don't mind what Dennis was saying. I didn't realize it was a water leak until the next morning on River Street. But anyway, I had some feedback after the fact from neighbors out there, and I had a couple phone calls from neighbors out there. And they said exactly what Dennis said. They were very proud of the crew, and they were very, very appreciative of what they did. So I just want to let you know that.
I mean, the situation was bad, but working out there was good, though. I mean, quite a few people were bringing down waters, and you know, one family brought down some stuff like that. So that wasn't, like I said, a bad situation, but people was very nice.
Makes you feel really appreciative when they do things like that, you know. So that says a lot about you guys. Thank you.
That's all I have.
All right. Yeah.
I am just quickly looking at a number. So as of this afternoon, there are still something close to 190. Four unregistered dogs this year, we believe, in the town area. So I'm going to just take this opportunity to call out to anyone who may not have previously registered their dog or who may not have renewed their license for their dog yet this year. Those were due by April 1st. That was the deadline. So we're 2 months late now. So if that's you or if that's someone you know or someone in your life who you might be able to elbow and encourage them to come in, it's less than $20 per registration. In most cases, it's $13 at this point with a $2 late fee for a neutered animal. So, and if you are unable to make it into the town office to do that, there are ways to pay for that over the phone or online. Just call the town clerk. It's 802-265-3610 to get that in. And the town greatly appreciates that. We really appreciate that. I appreciate that personally. And also on a similar note, I'm just going to bang this drum, I think, at every board roundtable from now into the future. If you're not currently signed up for VT alerts through the Everbridge system, which the state manages, which we as the town use to get things out, notices about boil water, which I received this morning that the water was turned back on River Street, received a couple of days ago when that boil water notice was in effect. You can get it as a text message, an email, a phone call, It's an extremely efficient system, and I think the more people that are on it know about it, better. If you are having trouble signing up for it, you can, if you'd like, reach out to me directly. My contact information is on the town website, on the select board page, and I will see what I can do to help you sign up for that. But it is a relatively simple system. Sign up, though, is a little bit of a hurdle, I know, for some folks. So just letting you know. And I know the folks here in the town office have made similar appeals and similar offers to help sign up. So contact a town employee, contact me. That's all. Thank you. Oh, Nate, good job. You and your team. It's good. Same good feedback from everyone I spoke to. Also, Joe, good work on the budget this year. We handed you a
Projection.
we handed you a budget that probably got us, chicken nuggets prize, and you tried to make a steak for us. It was fun.
Thank you. I wish I could take full credit, but Terry Perry, having a good accountant in that office, made a world of difference.
Yeah, it's hopefully we keep our challenges in mind as we move into budget season. I'll say that again. Food Truck Frenzy was fantastic. I enjoyed it. I caught the tail end of it. But it looks really well done. So kudos to the team for that. Curious, something for the town to consider, or at least the town clerk to consider, if there's a possibility for auto renewal on dog licenses. I think I'm a little more in the forgetful mindset in the April month of renewing a license.
I can imagine some reasons that we wouldn't want to do that. I'd be happy to.
We can I'll take that offline, but
Okay,
I just had a curious thought there. And then as we think about code enforcement, I kind of think about some towns that I've been familiar with where there has been an app that isn't tied to social media where people can share a concern with their town, whether it's code enforcement or animal control issue or a DPW issue, like, hey, there's a pothole on this road, right? Rather than having communication tools that folks aren't necessarily willing to utilize, like calling the town or coming into town hall. I think we see a lot of these issues voiced on social media, and that's not the appropriate place to share the concern, but it seems to be the most utilized. Therefore, we respond to those, but there may be a town-based app that perhaps we can field those concerns, and I think it'd be worth looking into. Help us navigate and have better communication with our taxpayers. Something to consider. Keith, did you have something?
I was going to ask about is it feasible maybe? Like you said, there's 147 something dogs.
I have 194 dogs on my list.
194.
Some of those can be perched, but not many.
What if, like, if somebody goes around and says, dog, what if they brought stuff to them and go, hey, I already have stuff here. Would you like to register your dog right now? Right there. So you don't have to come into town. Some people can't make it into town by the time it closes. You know what I mean? What if you brought it to them? That might help.
Yeah, that's a sweet idea. You take payment. Oh,
yeah.
wow.
Well, what if you go to them because we're upgrading the credit card system, right? Boom. I just said it would be helpful that way to some few townspeople. Because I know I have a hard time getting here, a time to get to work. Somebody in my family, they're working late. They can't get here by the time the town office closes.
Good idea. Let's see. Review of financial reports.
Well, I'll make a motion to approve the check warrant
for $129,405.72.
Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. I'll make a motion to approve the payroll warrant for $64,394.09.
That's not what
was
I...
Was that not that's accurate? Not I'm sorry, did I get that wrong?
I think that's wrong, Kev.
What was that one?
The payroll warrant?
About 50260.
Sorry, I don't know where I got that from. All right, I will amend my prior motion to approve the payroll warrant $42,502.60.
Do I have a second?
I second that also.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And the checkbook's next.
Checkbook currently stands at $437,617.93.
No executive session tonight, so I'll entertain one more motion.
The motion we adjourned.
I second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Yeah.